I'm Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions for days.
Not all of us would want to hear this, but sometimes you need to get your feelings hurt. I know you're probably thinking, why would she say that? Sometimes you need to experience things that make you uncomfortable or hear things that make you feel some kind of way. Also, you really need to know what people really think of you and where you truly stand. I mean, it's the best feeling in the world. Even if you have like that pain in here about it, at least you know where you stand with people. When you get your feelings hurt, if you're anything like me, it'll only push you. It will only push you. It'll make you evaluate your life. It'll make you evaluate the plan that you're working. It will make you ask yourself, what more do I need to do to get where I'm going in life? Everyone knows that I love the Psalms. And Psalms 86:17 reads, show me a sign for good that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. It's actually one of my favorite battle cries. If you don't have a battle cry yet, I suggest that you pick one. Pick one of God's promises for yourself. Choose something that gives you hope and helps you stay focused in a storm or when you feel like the walls are closing in on you and you feel like nobody cares about you or understands what you're going through. So every now and then, it's okay to have someone make little slick and sensitive comments about you, your life, your past, your finances, the clothes that you're wearing, the choices that you're making. I don't know your specific situation where you may end up feeling some kind of way, but I'm speaking from personal experience. Or if you constantly have someone, I'll tell you how great someone else is doing in their life as opposed to what you're not doing in your life. All of us will have to answer for all the words that come out of our mouths. So if people aren't choosing to build you up, that's their problem. They'll have to answer for it. They'll have to answer for it. But with God's help, you can use any discomfort in your life to get you fired up and more focused than ever. Use everything that comes your way and turn it into a positive. Turn it into gold. Turn every lesson, opinion, insult, and trial into strength for your journey, because you'll need it. While they're talking, you just keep dreaming. You keep pushing forward. You keep checking things off of your dream to-do list. You know, keep moving forward, you know, drown out the noise and do what you know you have to do. If you've had someone say anything to you that, mosquitoes are trying to get me. Oh my God. Made you determined and really pushed you, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to comment below. If you have a battle cry, I'd love to know what that is. I'd love to know what other people are using to inspire themselves, you know, because that's what it's all about. It's about inspiring yourself and encouraging yourself to move forward, to stay focused. So, like I said, comment below, you know, use whatever pain that is coming into your life to fuel you, to push you forward towards what it is that you want to do. I love you. God loves you best. I thank you for stopping in. Until next time, blessings and love.
If you like today's podcast and you enjoy a good read, check out my books, Honey and My Tea, Knockout Rose, or With Your Broke Ass. You can find them all on Amazon.
Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.